This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love strategy. I love political strategy and talking about it. When I see the Republicans or the Democrats do something wrong, I like to call it out because I've done PR, I've done marketing, and sometimes I wonder what the hell is going on behind the scenes. And when I see PR debacles, I just wonder why. And I want to be naive and not think that it's all a conspiracy, that Democrats really want Biden to lose or Republicans want Trump in jail. I don't want to think that that's what's going on. I want to be more naive and just think that people are stupid. They just don't know how to do PR. So, like, for example, President Biden skipping the Super Bowl interview. He gets millions of people being able to watch him. That's a pretty good ROI in terms of getting marketing. The Super Bowl is going to be one of the most watched events. And this is the second year in a row where President Biden is going to skip the interview. Now, the aides are saying, people just want sports. They don't, mind you, I agree in that I don't really want politics. I don't think I want the Super Bowl used, as a political tool, but, from a PR and marketing and political strategist standpoint, you got a captive market audience. Anything you want to say, even if it's not politically based, even if you want to just talk about the sport, you got a platform, you got a microphone, go for it. Not sure what his people are thinking, unless it's because of the gaffes. I think he identified the French president the other day, and unless the Democrats think that he will mess something up or they don't want him getting booed. But then don't have him say something that will get booed. Have him say something that everybody can bipartisanly get behind, like something pro football. So I find that move odd. I also don't understand the strategy of the Democrats trying to keep Trump off the ballot as emphatically as they are. If I was a Democratic strategist, I would say, let the guy run. You're looking scared. I mean, how much are you going to throw at this man? If you really think that the Democratic policies and Biden's administration is enough to stand on, let Trump run against him. Let those two geriatric guys just battle it out. But when somebody says, no, keep him off the ballot, it looks like there's fear. You never want to show fear in politics. You don't want to look afraid of the candidate. If you notice in all of these primaries and all that, the candidates are like, nothing, just water off duck's back. I don't care. It doesn't make me sweat or tremble. But man, I mean, look, we're at the Supreme Court right now arguing whether a candidate gets to be on the ballot, a former president gets to be on the ballot. It's not a good look for the Democrats. And the more they try to keep him off, it doesn't look good for them. If I was a Democratic strategist, and again, if I was a Republican strategist or Democratic strategist, as I've said, I've told you guys what I would say, you know, in terms of abortion, in terms of, you know, football, in terms of bathrooms and schools. You know, there's some common sense things you could do. But if I was a Democrat, and I get it's tricky because you have to double down. You don't want to look like Biden's policies failed and you ask him to leave. If I was a Democrat, what I would do is I would have Biden, you know, say, look, you know, you guys gave me 40 plus years of service. All right. We have some amazing people, you know, that I think deserve to be president. And I'm going to step down. I am going to let them take on Bidenomics. This is what the Democrats would do. OK, just for some reason, people like Bidenomics. Okay. Who knows? I want, you know, and I am going to be as an advisor, as a role, but you guys gave me 40 years. Now let's let somebody else come in. And honestly, the Democrats could do probably really, really well in the next election. But instead, they feel like they got to double down on Biden so it doesn't look like Biden failed. Well, then if you are doubling down, then double down. Say, Biden is so good, he could beat anybody, even Trump. But the more people go after Trump, the more they try to put him in jail and keep him off ballots, the more of a martyr he's becoming. You almost wonder if the Democrats are working for the Republicans. Every time they throw something at him, it makes Trump look even bigger. He is going to, with this Nevada caucus, probably soar. Look at what happened with the primary. Now, and he is becoming the poster child for anti-democratic ways. And so, you know, every time he says they're coming after me, and people say, oh, you're paranoid, we're seeing them come after him. Don't go after Trump. If Trump is really a bad person to run the country, he won't be voted in. But the Democrats are looking scared. They're looking fearful because it looks like America does want him. That's what I'm getting from the Democrats, that they know that Trump has a good chance of winning because people are either pro-Trump or they're anti-Biden. So change the narrative then. You know, for the GOP, you know, the GOP, they have a whole PR issue in terms of not being able to get anything passed, you know, having George Santos, you know, make it as far as he did in politics and then removing him. And they, you know, they have issues of their own, too. Now, but right now, the Democrats are possibly self-sabotaging with what they're doing with Trump. And it's looking bad. And they really should have a different play. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on X or Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So growing up as a kid, we had these seesaws that probably would break our back because the bell would ring or the teacher would blow the whistle. And if I'm up in the air, and the kid I'm seesawing with is on the ground going, oh, I'll get off. You crash to the ground. How many times did we fall off swing sets? How many times did we walk to school alone or walk to the bus stop alone? And the younger generations aren't doing that because parents and families think that there's a lot of things right now that put them at risk. Now, how many times would you let your child go to a white-looking truck that might be selling ice cream? The ice cream truck was the ice cream truck. Now, is it a truck? Is it a predator? So it's no doubt that the younger generations are going to be more protected. But it's fascinating. This one article is fascinating I want to talk about. It's from Critical Financial. It's called 18 School Activities That Are Now Too Risky According to Parents Today. So climbing tall playground structures. Now, the climbing playground structures, the reason why we had those is it taught us how to climb. I think every child needs to know how to climb a tree. Every child needs to know how to be able to evade an animal in the wild or somebody trying to get at them. Does the average child know how to climb? No. Now, I get these structures. I remember, you know, when I had kids, I was like, well, I better watch him because there's some openings and the child could fall 6 to 8 feet and crack his head. I mean, having children with brain bleeds who die from it, you do start to look at climbing structures differently. But then maybe build them a little differently with more safety measures. But these kids still need to learn how to climb. So I found that to be fascinating. Keep in mind, this article says 18 school activities that are now too risky according to parents. Well, the parents of Generation Alpha are the older millennials or younger Gen X's. So that we grew up on this type of stuff, but we're thinking it's too risky. Another thing they bring up is playing dodgeball. Okay. I love dodgeball. I was dodgeball queen. I was so good at dodging. I love dodgeball. How amazing a game is that? Where people throw a ball to knock you out. The problem is some of these people will throw and it hits your head and it could give you a concussion. I mean, we all saw the dodgeball movie. That you could get yourself pretty hurt. But I love dodgeball. Apparently, Gen Z, according to this article, sees it as a recipe for bruises, egos, so it's a psychological thing. When you're out, when you get out, and you have to go and sit on the sideline, see, for me, that was a lesson of, okay, root your team. You're out, but go and help your team. Well, I mean, how many times are we in the Olympics, and we lose, but we have to root for our teammates? I mean, that's what the exercise is in that. Now, this one is fascinating. Doing their own science experiments. My uncle, who died of leukemia when he was only 13, had a science kit from the 1950s. And I loved science experiments and science kits. I thought that was really, really cool. I was a dork, I know, but I love that stuff. What they got to do, right, in the 1950s compared to what we do now, when you look at a science kit, there's hardly anything in there. You can't make chemicals. You don't get to learn about. There was a book. It taught you. It showed you how to do structured experiments. Now, his leukemia was not from the chemistry kit. We think he got the leukemia from the nuclear testing that was done in the Southwest United States. But, the science experiments, people think that some of these science experiments without the safety goggles, without, not good. One thing that I had growing up in Phoenix, Arizona, were very hot slides. So there'd be a playground, and there would be a metal slide, because slides were made of metal. They didn't have plastic back then, or they were trying to protect the environment. Well, I knew early on to test the temperature of the slide with the back of your hand or your elbow. If it's too hot, you don't go on the slide. Just takes you once to know that. The slide's hot. It's 120 degrees outside. Apparently, people think it's too risky. Just don't do that. Now, I tell you what is a worry are the spiders. The black widows. I don't worry about the heat because I think everybody should know that. That's common sense. But there's black widows and spiders that hide under some of these sets. That's what I would be concerned about. So, I mean, I'll rough and tough it with the kids, but whoa, there's a spider, all bets off. Woodworking. When I went to school, the girls had to do home ec and the boys got to do shop. Yeah, you talk about identity. If you would have asked me, would I rather identify as a boy so I could play more sports and do wood shop? And the shop teacher was hot. He was gorgeous. This tall blonde, kind of looked like Bo Duke. I had to be a girl, so I had to do home ec. And the girls were mean in home ec. They were so mean to me. I would have rather hung out with the boys. I'm a cisgender female, but man, trust me, the boys got to do cooler stuff. But woodworking and shop, apparently there's so many things that are dangerous now that's starting to go away. Walking to school alone, I'm mixed on that because if I didn't have an older sibling, you know, if I didn't have younger siblings to watch, you know, unfortunately, with trafficking like it is right now, and there were always predators, there were always child abductors, but now, I mean, there's multi-billion dollar businesses with this. I would not let my child walk to school alone. It's just not worth it. However, what did we learn when we walked to school alone? Well, we learned, right, never walk in an alley. You walk against the traffic. You bike with the traffic, but you walk against the traffic. I mean, that you don't learn that till driver's ed, but when you're young, you know that. Not talk to a stranger. Know exactly which houses. I mean, I would know which houses on the way I could go to if I had to run somewhere. You had a plan. The average kid now is in La La Land. You know, us kids who had to walk home or walk from a long bus stop, you know, or had to walk to school, we knew that bad things could happen. And so we were, you know, we would plan for it. We had a plan. Well, I miss that. I don't want kids walking to school alone. But, you know, you were scared as a kid. So you had a plan. Not to mention, how do you get away from the bullies? You know, we would strategize. Running barefoot, we don't do anymore because of, you know, getting things in your feet and splinters and all that. You know, but I've seen studies where if you run barefoot, it's actually healthier for you on the beach than running in certain shoes. So that's a fascinating concept that needs to be revisited. Dissecting animals. As a bio major and, you know, being able to dissect animals was a very humble gift that we understood that, you know, animals had died for us to learn. And, you know, it was definitely solemn. But what we learned with dissections, what we learned with those who donated their bodies as cadavers was irreplaceable. And so, you know, the average child is not near a dead animal. The average child doesn't know how to respect a dead animal. The average child doesn't know how to understand, you know, to be able to understand and feel. You can read a book. But to me, I learned a lot from my dissections. And still, the care I give patients comes from my training with dissecting animals as a kid. So I'm mixed on that because we don't want animals to die just for third graders to dissect it, you know, and make jokes about their liver, or make middle fingers and stuff with. But you know, the learning that happens, you know, is something that, you know, grows into a love of animals, into a love of science. So I'm not sure where we go with that. That's always a little tricky. Other things we don't do anymore is snowball fights during recess. Now I live in the desert, but snowball fights, I mean, that was just a part of growing up. If you lived in the snow, you'd have a snowball fight. It was exercise. It was fun. Apparently people think it's too dangerous. You're breaking glasses. You're hurting eyes. Red Rover. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Dolly right over. And I would find two little three-year-olds to go because you had to run and break through their arms. I don't know how much it hurt the little kids, but Red Rover games you don't see anymore. I remember playing Butts Up. They don't use, also something you don't see. You don't see the dark rooms for photography because the chemicals as much. You don't see overhead projectors because somebody would always throw it. Glass thermometers you don't see. You don't see the erasers or the chalk. We don't do paper mache anymore. You know, so it's kind of fascinating how things have changed. But, you know, I understand once somebody gets hurt, there's lawsuits, so you have to change the way you do things. But there's a lot of other things we learned with each of those activities. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden skipping a Super Bowl interview for the second year in a row. It could be because of some embarrassing gaffes he's made lately. Telling a story this week about having a conversation with François Mitterrand. He was a French president, but he died in 1996. Donald Trump not expected to be in court today when the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments over Colorado's decision to remove the former president from the ballot because of the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist clause. Five U.S. Marines who were on a training flight in Southern California have been confirmed dead. Their helicopter found in a mountainous region about 30 miles east of San Diego. First responders working to recover the remains of each of those Marines. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I've been very, very concerned about with people is how they quickly turn on others. When I saw people call the police for somebody not wearing a mask during COVID or assembling in a parking lot, even though they were social distancing, somebody called the police when they saw a bunch of people that were getting ready to reopen after the lockdown assemble, you know, in a nice open area. Humans will call the police on other humans. Whatever happened during Nazi Germany wasn't just in the past when things were black and white. We see it today. And one thing that I have been concerned about are the fat taxes and fat discrimination, and you did this to yourself, so I don't have to pay for it, sort of attitude, and they're coming. So when we spoke about yesterday how Finnair, which is a Finnish airline, that is going to be weighing their passengers before takeoff. There have been people urging that heavier people pay more, hence a fat tax. I've heard it in America when it came to fuel taxes, when it came to seats as flights went up and seats got smaller, people want to blame somebody. I'm hearing Americans talk about it in terms of the Medicaid and Obamacare subsidies and in terms of health care and welfare, that if somebody's overweight and they're disabled because they did it to themselves, quote unquote, they're responsible. Why should I be? And it's not an easy conversation, because I will never, ever, condone any sort of discrimination, understanding that many people who are obese, have conditions that are beyond their control. And not everybody can be a size 2 and have phenomenal metabolism. But it is a conversation that is begging to be had in terms of who has to pay for other people's choices. So if somebody chooses to smoke, although, again, I think our military, for those men and women, who suffered in Korea, World War II, Vietnam, Persian Gulf War, and if they got them, smoked them, to get through their tour of duties, as far as I'm concerned, they could smoke as long as they want. They serve their country if that's what they want to do, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. But people say, look, if somebody is overdosing on drugs, why should my tax dollars go to their Narcan? Why should my tax dollars go to their medical care? If somebody is smoking, why should I pay for their CAT scans and for their lung cancer treatment? If somebody is eating junk food, why should I pay for their obesity and their heart disease? And so it's not a conversation that will go away. And so how do we discuss that? How do we, what we've been doing now, which I'm comfortable with, you have a kid that doesn't wear a helmet, and he's on a motorcycle, and he gets into an accident, and he suffers severe trauma. Full court press. We're going to save that kid. There's a lot of people do stupid. But we don't sit there and go, we're not going to save the kid. The kid chose not to wear a helmet. It's his decision. Well, a lot of us make decisions that you might not agree with. Some of us marry somebody who decides to turn around and beat us or shoot us or stab us. Some of us might go on a date with somebody who decides to rape us. Some of us might choose a car that has, a battery that can ignite. You can say with any health decision that it was our fault. Well, Dr. Dahlia, your family in the 1950s chose to live not in polluted cities, but in cities where there were nuclear testing. They didn't know about the nuclear risks. So, somebody having leukemia, really, was it their fault? Throat cancer. Well, you should have never had oral sex and gotten exposed to HPV. So you can almost, with any disease, find culpability. Now, you knew your parents were diabetic. Why didn't you eat better? Why didn't you go on medications as a pre-diabetic? Now your diabetes is frothing, and now we got to pay for your kidney treatment. Now, a migrant, you chose to come to our country. You were supposed to stay in your country. Why do we pay? So it's a difficult discussion to have, because anybody could find any reason to find fault. Now, maybe what we need to do is reevaluate how we're paying for everybody else. And maybe the reason why we're having this discussion is there's not enough tax dollars. You know, if the money was flowing and we had plenty of tax dollars and enough, you know, resources to help, you know, everybody, people wouldn't be complaining. But now that it's a fight to figure out what to do, we got people who are homeless. We have our veterans who have no jobs, medical issues. We have homeless populations that could be spreading illness and are getting sicker. We have migrants and we don't know where to go. Well, now people are saying, okay, let's start to look at what we're spending our money on and let's trim the fat. And unfortunately, when I start to hear fat taxes, where a passenger should pay a fat tax fee relative to their weight, whoa. Now, I heard a doctor say, but look, maybe that'll get people to lose weight. It got people to quit smoking. If they had to pay more to smoke, they quit smoking. When soda pop cost more, people didn't buy soda pop. Yes, I do think maybe in theory there could be a, look, I'd have to pay more. But what I really see happening is people saying, I'm not going to fly. I'm going to isolate. You know, we really have a problem where we have many individuals who could work not working and not putting in tax dollars. We have people that could exercise and not exercising. By the way, if you go to work, you could lose weight. I know, I see, you know, one thing we recommend when somebody has a workers' comp injury is to get to work as soon as possible, because the longer they stay home, the harder it is to overcome some of their disabilities. And so we try to get people back to work, and we notice their function improves. But if you're not working and you're staying home and you're not exercising and getting up and you're around food, yes, you could gain weight. That's why so many people gained weight during the COVID pandemic. And so I just wonder if maybe rather than the discrimination that people are calling for, that we instead have some honest conversations and we say, look, if you have the ability to work, Social Security used to be like this. If you could hold a phone, you could work as a telephone operator. If you could sit, then you could be a supervisor. You could do customer service while sitting. And Social Security used to say if you could do any gainful employment, you can't be on disability. But now we have so many people on disability that don't have disabilities. We have people that do have disabilities, but we have many people that don't. Like, I still don't understand why the Tsarnaev brothers who did the Boston Marathon bombing, why they were getting welfare. What the hell is that? They were pretty strapping young men. And so I think that needs to be looked at. If you are able to work, you got to work. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in the next hour, we'll give you guys a little bit more information. It looks like the Supreme Court obvious ruling now, but based on the questionings and how some of the liberal justices were looking at some of the questions posed in terms of not keeping Trump on the ballot, it doesn't look like the Supreme Court is going to side with Colorado. Just a guess. As I've said before, I think any Democratic strategist would say, stop this with what you guys are doing with Trump. Let him be on the ballot, because the more you try to keep him off the ballot, the more you look fearful. of him winning. And one thing that politics do very, very well, politicians do, is, look, I'm not going to be rattled by the other side. And so the Democrats are looking rattled by these attempts to not even let an American citizen vote for who they want. And you saw in Nevada with the primary, that none of these candidates, if somebody was not on the primary ballot, not by the fault of Nevada legislators, we had both a primary and today we have a caucus, and Trump decided to go with the caucus in terms of having his name on that. Nikki Haley decided to go with the primary, but you saw what voters did. Voters picked none of the candidates. And we'll see what happens today with the caucus, which we're expecting to be a resoundingly positive vote for Trump. As I've always said, if an American voter wants to vote for somebody, you let them have that. It's a democracy. We're a republic. We're a representative democracy. We should be able to ask who we want to represent us, at least get that option to vote for that person. So seeing a state say, look, you know, I know Hillary Clinton said not my president, but Trump had a bigger rally, and January 6th happened as a result of him saying, you know, that he doesn't trust, you know, who the president is. If the voters feel that way, then the voters won't vote him in. But America does have a right to choose who they want on the ballot, as long as it is within the constitutional requirements like age, citizenship, etc. Now, many of you, let's switch here to Medigap versus Medicare Advantage. Some of you are now Medicare age, or you are on Medicare because of a certain health condition. And I've been asked, what is the difference between Medigap and Medicare Advantage? So basically what both do is they cover what Medicare doesn't, which to me, I think is ridiculous in and of itself. You have Medicare Part A, B, D. Either cover the stuff or not. For people to have Medicare and then pay extra, but that's what happens when the government gets involved with insurance. You get a bare-bone skeleton, and if you want extra, you have to pay for it. So original Medicare, Type A is your hospital. It covers inpatient hospital stays, skilled nursing facility care, hospice care up to a certain extent, and some home health care services. Medicare Part B is your outpatient. Your doctor visits, preventative medical equipment like wheelchairs, walkers. You're supposed to be able to see any doctor that participates in any of the states. And so Part A and B are your original Medicare. If you want your prescriptions covered, you need Part D. Why that wouldn't be covered under original Medicare, I don't know. So Part C is known as Medicare Advantage plans. They're kind of like an employer-based health insurance plan where they're through private insurers like United or Cigna, and the federal government mandates that a Medicare Advantage plan, which is known as Part C, has to also cover Part A and Part B. And many Medicare Advantage plans cover D, prescription drugs. They may cover vision, dental services, but they limit care to those medical providers who are in-network. So if you have somebody, if you have a doctor, but that doctor doesn't take United Medicare Advantage or Cigna Medicare Advantage, then you might not be able to see that doctor. Medicare, you're supposed to be able to go anywhere, but with the Advantage plans, they have to still be a in-person provider. Although, also, your doctor with Medicare has to be a Medicare provider. So Medigap, those could be labeled anywhere from A through N. And so they are sold by private insurers, regulated by federal and state laws, but they have to still offer certain benefits. But you can't just buy Medigap. It's a gap to cover the gaps in Medicare. They still might not cover 100% of all expenses that Medicare Part A and B do not cover. But it might minimize some of your deductible, like your hospital deductible. It might minimize some of your drugs. sometimes a Medigap won't cover certain drugs, so it's very confusing. So there's a table, and let me give credit where credit is due, that U.S. News and Health Report have, where your original Medicare, right, if it, you know, if you have copays or coinsurance, Medicare Advantage may pay 20% after a deductible, let's say for Part D. Medicare with Medigap might cover it all, or it may just cover a little bit. In terms of your network, your Medigap might be limited. Your Medicare Advantage, it has to be a doctor that takes that. In terms of deductible, there could be certain deductibles in terms of drug coverage. You know, the cost differences, you know, they say that you really need to look at and understand that your beneficiaries and your spouse might not be covered. And so you have to understand, like for Medigap, you have to pay your Part A, your Part B premiums, plus the premium charge for your Medigap. Same thing with your Medicare Advantage. And there are differences that each have, so you need to really read the fine lines of what it covers. Now, in terms of being eligible for either, as you know, Medicare is for those over 65 or those who have a disability. If you have end-stage renal disease, if you have chronic conditions, you know, like ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. But you need to sit down with your doctor, somebody who hopefully you could have and you could trust, that actually knows the ins and outs. There's many providers. See, me, I knew exactly what people were paying and but because I saw the EOBs. Many doctors now, they get hired and they just never see that part. And so if they aren't getting these updates, guys, you know, Medicare's not paying for this, Medicaid's not paying for this, the gap covers this, this doesn't cover that. You know, doctors do need to be aware of what your insurance is so they understand. They don't, you know, if there's a drug that they want you to have, but your plan will only cover generics, you know, and they really want this other drug covered, they're going to have to then do a prior auth. They're going to have to try to ask for it to get covered. So depending on your referrals, your premiums, your out-of-pocket limits, et cetera, I would definitely do your research. I haven't had a lot of patients with Medigap. I've had patients with Medicare Advantage, and they were really, really happy. But mind you, those were also patients before Obamacare. So I've noticed that Medicare over the years is paying for less. When I had patients who had pre-op physicals and the X-ray, the chance X-ray wasn't covered, and the Medicare patients are like, well, then don't do the X-ray. It's not covered. I go, but the surgeon won't do the surgery. What do we do? You know, those are things that are concerning. And you know, I'm appreciative that these companies have Medigap and Advantage, but honestly, I don't think the average senior needs to be overwhelmed with all these semantics. Just cover the stuff and let it just be one plan. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.